Russell Goreraza, the son of Mrs. Mugabe and her first husband, former Air Force of Zimbabwe Intelligence Officer Wing Commander Stanley Goreraza, was arraigned before a Harare magistrate today to face charges of culpable homicide. Prosecutor Venenzia Mutake told the court that on February 23 this year, Russell was driving his BMW vehicle registration number ACO0266 along Samora Machel Avenue in Harare Central Business District when he knocked down an unidentified pedestrian who died on the spot. The state attorney said the first lady's 31-year-old son was overspeeding, resulting in him failing to apply emergency brakes to avoid the accident. Goreraza, who spent a night at Roseville police station, pleaded guilty to the charge and immediately apologized for causing the death of the unidentified pedestrian. Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe then ordered Goreraza to pay a fine of $800 or alternatively spend 2 months in jail. The magistrate said he was lenient on the accused person because he was never convicted before, adding that he was the custodian of his minor child following his divorce with his wife. After the magistrate gave his ruling, Goreraza rose again to apologize for the unidentified person's death. Coalition Against Corruption Director Terry Mutswanga said the non-disclosure of the deceased person's identity in court is suspicious.
I think the judicial system has been compromised given the magnitude of the case. The name of the deceased has not been disclosed, and we think that the sentence is too lenient.
Mutswanga said this puts a dent on the first family's image.
Obviously, the image has been dented. If it was something that was done in a transparent manner, the name of the deceased was supposed to be said in court.
This is almost the first time in the history of culpable homicide cases that a deceased person under such road accidents has not been identified. Police spokesperson Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba was not reachable for comment. Russell Goreraza made headlines recently when he was allegedly refusing to pay workers at his Toro's gold mine in Kadoma. He also made headlines for the wrong reasons when he was involved in several violent incidents at drinking joints. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.